Member supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and today on the show, we get a chance to speak with lead singer of up-and-coming rock act Greta Van Fleet. Two number one songs last year, topping the mainstream rock charts. It's a Michigan band. They've got a big buzz around them right now. Comparisons to Led Zeppelin, and when asked what young and upcoming rock bands that he really likes, you can watch a video online. It shows Zeppelin singer Robert Plant offering, "These guys are Led Zeppelin 1. Quite a compliment from the Golden God himself. Band include three brothers, a vocalist, guitarist, bassist, plus a fourth member on drums. When the Curtain Falls is their latest single and video, and Greta Van Fleet were supposed to be playing the Mac tonight and the Republic tomorrow, but postponed the shows until 2019. New dates are pending, but in the meantime, let's enjoy a chat with Greta Van Fleet vocalist Josh Kiska. Thanks for doing this, Josh.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Prior to the band coming together in 2012, dial it back to being a little kid and maybe first being exposed to music.
A lot of it was my father would play tracks for us, and we always had vinyl around, and as kids, you know, you find those turntables really fascinating and highly entertaining. So we would always be putting the different records on and slowing them down, speeding them up, and we found that we liked certain tracks a little faster, a little slower, you know. So there was sort of a playground of vinyl, we call it. And a lot of those albums came from my grandparents, too, so you get sort of that Muzak from the 70s or the 60s, tropical feel or the Spanish feel or like Xavier Cugat. But for the most part, my father was playing a lot of soul and blues stuff, Wilson Pickett, Booker T and the MGs, and Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon and Howlin' Wolf. I ended up really like Wilson Pickett, who's one of my favorite singers, and Aretha Franklin, even Joe Cocker. That's kind of where it all started.
How old were you?
It's like it's been as long as I've been alive. I remember my parents would take us to concerts in strollers.
Wow, that's a very cool thing.
My father, he plays in three bands of his own.
What's he play?
Harmonica. He does a lot of blues, a lot of folk stuff.
You haven't given mom any credit yet so far. For me, it was the opposite. It was really my mother. She was the one who introduced me, Josh, to Zeppelin. Where does mom fit in?
I think there's a lot of the ideology behind my writing and my mother's embrace of free thought and the importance of exploration. She's very free-spirited. I think her influence is just as important as my father's in the way this all kind of has played out.
When I see some of the development that's happened with the group, what led to some of the early breaks for the band?
It was kind of like just word of mouth. We weren't signed with a management company at the time we had the Ford commercial come out. And that's been a great deal of our success, seems to travel verbally pretty quickly. And thank God for those social media components, because that's also been a big part, and radio has been a huge part. But it seems like after some time getting in the studio and being with Al Sutton, who's produced everything so far and is going to be producing this next album, he kind of got Marlon Young involved, Kid Rock's guitarist. We went to Nashville and ended up meeting key players. So it just kind of one person got involved, and then it went to the next and the next. It kind of really happened over the course of a matter of months.
You guys opened for Seeger last year. Was that an exciting thing as a Michigan act?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's the kindest gentleman.
Yeah.
But I remember going in there and watching soundcheck, and he ended up playing Let It Be on the piano and smoking a cigarette and kind of sitting there going, "This is quite special, you know?"
Right.
Because it's just us, you know, watching. And he said something along the lines of, "I'm sorry, you're taking a little long here. I know you guys have to soundcheck." And we kind of said, "No, don't worry about us."
That's a great
We're
memory.
Perfectly content.
Right. Those are memories that you hold on to that forever, really. And sort of like Elton John, how does he come to invite you to play at his Academy Award party earlier this year and you end up playing together at the thing?
Well, that's another one. That was we were in the studio working on some stuff. Our manager called and said that there'll be a call coming in tomorrow at 10 a.m. And so the next day we thought perhaps it would be Elton's manager, but we answered, and he says, "Hello, boys, it's Elton," you know, and just sort of walked very steadily through this brief conversation, because it was kind of impossible to fathom at that moment, you know. And so it developed over time that he wanted to play with us some track of his and a track of ours he wanted to play. We played Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, so that was pretty amazing. And he's so tender, and he's so intelligent, and his ideology is rock and roll, where when we're doing the sound check and going through the tunes, he said, well, it's going to be one of two things. It's going to be brilliant, or it could be train wreck. But I'm all about both. You know, either is good.
Brilliant or a train wreck.
Yeah.
And that's what, one rehearsal? How much time?
You know, I think only about 30 minutes or something. It was real in and out quick.
Unbelievable.
That's all it takes, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, his level of musicianship.
You must have just been thinking to yourself, that has to be, I don't know. I mean, is that the biggest moment yet for you guys?
There's been a lot of moments, some of which I kind of forget in time when they come back to me.
Like, what's another great one that would rival Sir Elton John?
I've got to say that it must be at the top. But I do remember, you know, there was, we were opening for the Foo Fighters in Canada just a while ago. There was a crowd of something like 110,000 people. Afterwards, it was kind of like almost sort of collapsing. And then Dave Grohl comes running up on the bus and starts pouring these shots of Jaeger. Says, oh, it's medicinal. And, you know, we go and start talking. And left the bus and went on stage and did his show.
Amazing. Have you gotten to meet the, when I was introducing you, I mentioned the self-proclaimed, at least according to Hammer of the Gods, golden god, Robert Plant. Have you gotten to run into him yet?
No, but in due time, I imagine, you know. I do remember it was quite funny. We were staying at the park in L.A. I had gone down to the lobby, and my manager was sitting there on the couch, and he goes, you know, Robert Plant just walked through here about 60 seconds ago.
Wow.
And funny enough, there were some people standing outside with Greta shirts on.
That's too funny. I mean, how did that make you feel when you first saw that video clip where some journalist asks him, are there any new up-and-coming bands that you like? And then he, on his own, he says, there's this band from Detroit, Greta Van Fleet. When you think about this guy who doesn't endorse anybody's thing, when they,
right.
You know, and I'm thinking, my gosh, so where were you when you first watched that thing?
I was on a bus in Europe, and Daniel, our drummer, pulls it up to show me. And I kind of remember not really having any sort of conclusion about how I felt about the video, you know, one of those things that you would have to process. But it's been probably one of the greatest honors to have somebody who has been a great influence give us, you know, any sort of that kind of respect or appreciation. So it's like what Elvis was to Robert Plant, I think. Robert Plant could be to us, you know?
That's a great way of looking at it. And you get that endorsement, Josh, not only from Zeppelin singer, but also from a lot of Zeppelin fans, including a pretty significant area doctor, chief of surgery at the Queen's Medical Center here in Honolulu, Dr. Paul Morris, thoracic surgeon. We met at the Led Zeppelin reunion show back in 2007. We were both there from Honolulu in London. And just a few months ago, he asked me if I was going to go see you. And I said, who's that? And he said, oh, you don't know about them. You got to check out this band. You'll dig them. I thought that was just so ironic.
It is quite appropriate.
I know, right? I've seen you done some public radio, and you've been supportive of public radio stations. Bless you for doing that.
Absolutely. For the most part, at the end of the day, I always go to NPR.
You listen to All Things Considered?
I do, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, now you're on it here in Honolulu, and we have a nice studio here. Some of the cats I know you love, Josh, have been in the room. Taj Mahal, we've had Hot Tuna in there.
Oh, yeah, man.
Ziggy Marley, we've had Ladysmith Black Mambazo, so.
My God, those are all the greatest, man. You got me, all right. My heart has been pierced.
I hope you had fun talking today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'd love to down the road revamp.
Well, when the shows get rescheduled, hopefully we'll have you in the studio next year. It's Greta Van Fleet and singer Josh Kiska joining us today. Thanks so much, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dave. Aloha. It's Josh Kiska from Greta Van Fleet, and you could not be in a better place. It's All Things Considered on Hawaii Public Radio. Spending the afternoon with our friend Dave Lawrence.